in a vast abandoned library on the borders of civilization. Matthew and Eric find themselves trapped and lost with little hope of escape, surrounded by nothing but the esoteric books of definitely real authors. They resolve to do all that they can do. Read. This is Lost in Narration.
Lamb God, lamb in the sky. It's me, your old friend, your new friend, your one friend, Matty. Please, I pray, please give me all that I desire. A car, a roof over my head, a marriage, a home, a love, in that order.
So you don't want to get out? You're not going to ask, why are you praying?
People pray, you know, it's kind of rude to interrupt someone while they're praying.
Yeah, but you said Lamb God, though. I've never heard of that.
Founded a religion this week.
You founded it?
I figure we've been here 10 weeks at this point. So
way too long.
Yeah, way too long to be in this library. But you know what? Well, I'm in here. You know how people had quarantine projects, Eric? You know how everyone had their quarantine projects during COVID? You know, some people wrote a book, some people started a podcast. Thank God that's not us. I mean, Jesus, imagine the gall. No.
I would never do anything with you.
Yeah. Ooh, rude. But I, essentially, I've crafted my own religion.
That's kind of a weird thing to do, and you shouldn't really do it. Most times, though, when people craft their own religion and make one, they have themselves as the god. So why is yours called Lamb God?
I don't know, man. I guess that's progress, right?
I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't call Lamb a false prophet so much as I would call him a close personal friend.
Well, you just made it this week.
In my imagination, we vacationed several times.
I hate that I have to ask, but where'd you go?
I don't know, anywhere. It's in my imagination.
Yeah, but like, I feel like I know your mind palace, and it's not good. It's not good in there.
Yeah, it's just one long hall.
That's so rough. Why would you imagine just that?
Yeah, well, I try and break out, but I'm just wandering and wandering and wandering. I don't know, there's nothing at the end. Certainly not fucking light. But I'm, you know, I'll never stop.
Fuck. Yeah, that is so sad. I hate this conversation we're having right now. I really do. And I don't think that you should have a higher power. Because nothing good should ever happen or come to you.
Well, you know what? I think the difference between my religion and everyone else's religions in the world is that mine is real.
That's really fucked to say, dude. You can't say that.
I'm not gonna say that, like, the concept of faith is bullshit. But unless your god is Lamb, you're kind of kidding yourself, and you should give up.
Jesus, what is wrong with you?
Jesus, you said?
Is this what? Relax.
Jesus, you said?
Relax.
You want to know what the Lamb equivalent of Jesus is?
No. What?
I think you know, brother.
Is it you?
It's me. So basically, here's the story. And we're on thin ice here, but I was basically born in a cave. I mean, you know the whole story of Jesus. He was born in a cave and raised by wolves.
No, I remember.
And the wolves.
Raised by wolves, there was like three guys that brought him presents, and they were like.
Yeah, he starred in that movie.
Cheese, malt, wine. The movie? What movie?
He starred in that movie called Raised by Wolves.
Like the book?
No.
There's nothing good about what you're doing here, and I don't like it, and I don't want to interact with it.
Yeah, and the wolves turned on him, and He rued the day, and then 3 days later, he rose again. That was me. That was my ideal.
So yeah, I think you read like the wrong Bible. Where did you find this?
Where did I find the creativity like in your head, to?
In your head, why did you make it? Right? Like, there's nothing good about this.
You recall earlier today when I was on that footstool?
Yeah. You were there for like a couple hours.
Yeah, I was standing on a footstool, and I told you I could do a headstand.
Yeah, no, I remember.
On this footstool, yeah. And then I did the headstand. You remember what came after that?
You didn't do the headstand. You kind of just toppled over face first.
Toppled over face first, hit my head. When I woke, I had sort of an epiphany. And it was basically, and you know, it's truly mind-blowing. But no one likes tonic.
That was your epiphany, and then you made a god?
Well, the god thing was unrelated. But no one likes tonic, right? When you have a gin and tonic, you can't possibly tell me you prefer the taste of gin and tonic over gin and lemonade. Like, it's just not possible.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm not saying that tonic is explicitly bad. Obviously, we all have different taste buds. People can acquire the taste of tonic over time. That's fair enough. The same is true with any food or drink. But why would anyone in their right mind choose to have a gin and tonic over a gin and lemonade?
I'm so tired of talking to you. I can't do this anymore.
Of course. Certainly, I've written a Bible.
You wrote a Bible for this?
I wrote a Bible. And it's not just any Bible. It's a Bible written by Lamb.
That's impossible because it's not a real... I don't think that you understand how religion works or how writing books works.
Have you ever seen an angel?
No.
Look behind you, man.
There's nothing there.
Okay, now check your pocket. Is your wallet in there still?
No, that's been missing.
Yeah. No, I stole it just now. It was there the whole time. I stole it just now. I made you turn around to see an angel. And I took your little wallet there.
Okay, so let me see the wallet.
Sacrificed it.
Okay, all right, man. I don't know. This is like a bad magic trick to you.
I really think we should go ahead and read the Bible.
I absolutely do not want to read the Bible.
Okay. Is there anything... We have to read something. That's the premise of our lives.
Well, I'll just pick a book and we can read that.
I object heavily, but what's the book called?
It's called Polar Distress Part 1. And what do you want for Christmas, kid?
I want my daddy to be alive again.
Jesus.
Can you do that for me, Santa? Can you make my daddy be alive again? The mall Santa, a firm no on his tongue, spots a hooded figure approaching his grotto. He lifts the kid off his lap, practically tosses him.
All right, time's up, get off.
Can you, Santa? Can you make my Christmas wish come true?
What? Yeah, sure, whatever. Scram.
Yay! I better go tell Mommy. She's gonna be so happy. The kid runs off, visibly ecstatic. The hooded figure stops in front of the mall Santa and stares down at him. Do you have any idea what you just promised that kid?
I don't know, a PS5 or some shit. He's out of luck, though. Those things are nowhere. Are you the one that left me that note? You are, aren't you? Listen, I don't know what you think you have on me, but...
Can we go somewhere more private? There's a queue of 26 children and the parents standing immediately behind me. And this room's pretty echoey. The mall Santa glances over the hooded figure's shoulder at the queue of 26 children and their parents standing immediately behind him. He gets up from his chair.
All right, folks. Brief intermission. Mall Santa will be right back. Santa. The real deal.
The mall Santa looks back at the hooded figure and nods in the direction of the mall's back exit. As they leave the grotto, the parent of a child calls after them.
Did you just promise a kid you'd bring his dead dad back?
The pair keep walking, averting their gazes.
Like, can you really do that? Because I've been kind of missing my dad since 1988. In fact, I've kind of never really gotten over his death, if I could be candid. I never got to say goodbye, is all. And I feel like he resented me at the end.
The mall Santa, pushing open the mall door, sighs.
I'm not even touching that.
Could have at least responded to the guy.
He'll be fine. Almost half of the folks I get on my lap are grown adults asking me if I can bring their dead parents back.
Dear Lord, really?
Yeah, you remember that dam collapse back in 1988? A lot of people lost their parents that day. Town was never the same.
They drowned when the dam collapsed?
What? Oh, no, that's unrelated. I was just giving you context, year-wise. No, all the parents that died fell down a well that day.
They fell down a well?
And died, yes.
A really deep well?
The mall Santa takes out a cigarette and lights it. He stares off into the distance for a second.
No.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
What?
What does that mean they drowned in a shallow well?
So, tell me what the hell you think you have on me so I can vehemently refute it and get back to my day job.
I think you already know, Santa.
Don't call me that. It's degrading. My name is Nick. Nick Needledeep.
See, I don't think it is.
Nick Needledeep takes out his wallet and removes his driver's license. Sure enough, it claims his legal name is indeed Nick Needledeep. He puts his wallet back in his pocket.
You know, when I first got this job, this suit didn't have pockets. They didn't want us to have our phones on us during work hours. I had to fight for these pockets.
Couldn't you just use your own suit?
Nick freezes mid-puff of his cigarette. He stares at the hooded figure.
Who the hell are you?
My real name isn't important, but neither is anyone's real name, if you think about it. Really, in the grand scheme of things, what even is a name, if not simply a...
Focus.
Right, sorry, I'm taking Shallow Philosophy 101 online right now, and I'm really into it. You can call me Gred.
Gred?
Gred.
You could have picked literally any pseudonym, and you chose Gred?
I'm sort of a vigilante hacker.
Oh, like in Mr. Robot? Mr. Robot and his Robot Factory, the Atari game from 1983?
No, not like that at all.
Of course.
Basically, I'll hack into people's computers, dig up all the dirt I can, and then blackmail them with that information.
That's pretty fucked up.
I'll tell you what's pretty fucked up. All those little kids out there that haven't received one single goddamn gift for the last 3 Christmases. Because jolly old Nick decided to retire without so much as an email to the parents.
I don't know what you're referring to. But are you saying kids don't get any gifts at Christmas just because Santa supposedly retired? Can't the parents just get them gifts? It's not like gifts are exclusively a Santa thing. Ever heard of Amazon Prime? Hell, don't tell anyone this, but that's where we used to get most of our presents up at the North Pole. How are my elves gonna build a fucking iPad with their bare hands, you know? And don't even get me started on.
Gret stares at Nick in silence.
I just admitted I was Santa, I think.
That was way too easy. I'm surprised you haven't let it slip that you're the real Santa to anyone else so far. Everyone else.
Oh, I have. I just have them killed.
Hmm?
Please, Gret, you don't understand. I had to leave the North Pole. It's not like it used to be. Trust me, things have changed. You know how chemistry is the study of change? Well, this is like that, only it's life.
I know what the concept of change is.
What do you want? I'll give you anything. Anything at all.
I want you to come meet my daughter. I want you to apologize for her for not bringing her any gifts for the last 3 years.
Again, just because Santa hasn't been around doesn't mean you couldn't get her gifts. Like, what the fuck do you do on her birthdays?
Well, we have birthday Santa for that.
There's a birthday Santa? Feel like I should have known about that.
Yeah, but he doesn't visit every kid, and Lacey's friends would probably get jealous if they found out he brought her gifts every year, not them. So we just tell her it's her mother's boyfriend. Simpler that way. It's funny, I didn't even realize she and he had planned that cover-up, or that it even existed, until I got home from work early on Lacey's birthday a couple of years back, and Lacey, my wife Emily, and birthday Santa were all having lunch together, and my wife looked up and said, Oh, honey, I'm so sorry you had to find out this way. This is Marco. I've been seeing him for the past 8 months and he's... I'm sorry to be so blunt about it, but he's just a far better father to Lacey than you are. And a far better lover. And I winked at her, and then I winked at Birthday Santa, and I said, right, yeah, Marco, of course. Say, Lacey, did... And I'm chuckling, naturally. Did Marco get you anything nice for your birthday? And he had, obviously, because he's not Marco. He's Birthday Santa.
That is some hardcore rationalization right there.
What's that?
I said, fine. I'll come meet your daughter and apologize for all of the missed Christmases.
Thank you. God, I'm going to score so many dad points for this. Petty stuff like that didn't used to matter to me so much. But I'm pretty sure my wife is cheating on me with our babysitter. So I guess I'm particularly insecure about my parental prowess, if you will.
Does your babysitter look in any way similar to Birthday Santa by any chance?
Yeah, actually. They're identical twins. It's funny, I didn't even know they were identical twins until one day I walked in on...
We should get going, right? I have work to get back to.
Shouldn't take us too long to get to my house, though, right? I'm only a few blocks down the road. And we have your magic sleigh, after all.
I'll call an Uber.
Oh, we're not going in your magic sleigh?
Of course not. Especially if it's as close as you said. I like that sigh.
Fine. But can we at least get a magic sleigh Uber?
Yeah, whatever.
Santa selects the magic sleigh option on the Uber app. 5 minutes later, their Uber arrives.
What the fuck, man? I ordered a magic sleigh, not a magic carpet.
The Uber driver, peering up from his magic carpet.
You need a ride or not?
Santa sighs and he and Greg hop on.
If I don't get a ride in your magic sleigh by the end of the day, I am going to scream.
No. We agreed, man. I say hi to your daughter, I apologize, you get your dad points, and then I get out of there. That was the deal.
One ride. Just one ride.
Are you really a vigilante hacker? You don't really seem like you'd be capable of anything, really. Never mind hacking.
Fine, you got me. I guessed your Gmail password. Mrs. Claus 1? Are you kidding me with that, you old sap?
Stop talking to me until we get to your house.
Done.
They arrive at Greg's house. There's a car parked outside with a personalized license plate. MRCO.
Huh. That's, weird. Looks like either a birthday Santa or a babysitter is here. But Emily's working from home today, so we didn't need a babysitter. And Lacey's birthday isn't until June.
Birthday Santa and your babysitter share the same car?
Yeah, it's a twin thing. All twins share a car.
And have you ever stopped to consider the logic of that?
Nope.
Fair enough.
Oh, and if you're wondering what the license plate stands for...
Marco? Maybe MRCO Marco?
It's Mr. Compassionate. And they really do both fit the bill.
Listen, man, maybe I should go say hi to Lacey myself. You could wait out here.
Emily would pepper spray you.
Yeah, she would definitely pepper spray me immediately.
All right, let's go.
Greg hops off the magic carpet and strides towards the house, a spring in his step. Santa hops off too. He turns to the Uber driver.
Give me one second.
He catches up to Greg and puts a hand on his shoulder.
Wait, man. Wait a second.
Greg turns.
Maybe the meeting Lacey... Maybe it can wait. Maybe that could be tomorrow.
But the deal was...
I know what the deal was. But Lacey will be here tomorrow, right? There's no rush. Besides, if your babysitter or birthday Santa is in there, it probably means they're planning you a surprise birthday party, right? And you wouldn't want to walk in on that.
My birthday isn't for 11 months.
Exactly. So think how disappointing it would be if you ruined it for yourself that far in advance. I mean, by the time you finally got to your birthday, your expectations would be way too high. If they started planning 11 months prior, think about how high your expectations would be. They would never be able to meet those expectations. Not in a million Christmases.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But can't we do something together? I mean, you're actually the real Santa Claus. That's pretty fucking cool.
Tell you what. How about we take this Uber down to my storage locker and take that magic sleigh out for a spin?
That sounds incredible. Where can we fly to? Octu? I've always wanted to fly to Octu.
God. Who wouldn't? But maybe some other day. For now, I was sort of thinking, you ever wanted to see the North Pole?
Are you kidding? I love to see the North Pole, but Didn't you say it's changed a lot, and that's why you left?
Santa spots a man, presumably Marco, peering out at them from the window of Greg's house.
It's not changed that much. We should go right this second. What do you say? You want to go get my magic sleigh literally right now?
Fuck yeah.
All right. Uber driver, take us to my storage locker, please. All right.
The Uber driver reverses his magic carpet, and then they're off.
Oh, wait, I didn't even tell you where my storage locker is. Don't worry. These magic carpets are telepathic. They know everything about you, where your storage locker is, where your house is, that you're the real Santa Claus. Wait, you're the real Santa Claus?
Santa snaps the Uber driver's neck. The Uber driver is dead. Greg yelps. Santa hurls the body from the magic carpet and takes control of the vehicle. He turns to a whimpering Greg.
No one can know.
Back at Greg's house, birthday Santa turns from the window back to Emily and his identical twin Paul, otherwise known as Lacey's babysitter.
All right, the coast is clear.
Emily, wiping sweat from her brow.
Phew!
Paul, his face beaming.
Time to plan the best damn surprise party there's ever been.
They arrive at Santa's magic sleigh and hop in. Santa starts the engine, or whatever the magic sleigh equivalent of an engine would be. I guess magic? Santa starts the magic, and off they go.
I hope you're wearing layers. It's about to get pretty cold.
I'll be fine. I'm warm-boned.
You're what?
My bones are warm.
Are you okay?
Oh no, I'll be dead by 30. It's a rare and terrifying condition. You know spontaneous combustion?
Yeah.
That's like this, only this has drawn out for many years.
You're gradually combusting?
Yes. Had I not mentioned that?
No, and it's fucked up, but it almost seems like you only have such a bizarre condition in order to explain why you're not going to freeze to death on our ride to the North Pole.
Right. That's good writing.
I wouldn't say so.
They arrive at the North Pole. Wow, that was fast.
That's that alien technology, baby.
Wait, aliens exist?
Where the fuck do you think I came from? Fucking Sweden?
Good point, I guess.
Look, down there. God, it hurts to see it like this.
Greg peers down from the magic sleigh at what remains of Santa's home. The titular grotto is in ruins. Shipping containers and forensic tents are dotted around its perimeter, as well as what appears to be many armed guards pacing back and forth.
What in the name of my piping hot bones is going on down there?
Bad to worse industries, that's what. As soon as they tracked us down, they displaced all the elves and shoved them in those shipping containers.
Dear Lord, that's horrifying. Why would they do a thing like that?
Isn't it obvious? Elves are magic. They're doing experiments on the defenseless little fuckers, trying to work out how to use that magic for their own agenda.
So the elves are aliens, too?
What?
Well, you said you were an alien. I figured the elves were...
No, they're just elves.
Right, but, you know, I figured...
They're elves.
And, where's Mrs. Claus?
Santa brushes snow from his brow and remains silent.
What happened to Mrs. Claus?
She tried to fight back.
They killed her? Jesus. Have you tried to get help?
If a word of this got out, do you really think the elves would make it out alive? The bastards would take what they needed and sink this place without a second thought.
But they need the elves, right? Clearly they still need them if everyone's still here.
It's useless. I've done everything I could.
List them.
What?
List all the things you've done to try to help them.
Well, I emailed.
You emailed someone?
I emailed the CEO of Bad to Worse, you know, Jerry Tuntbunt.
Notoriously missing, presumed dead.
Yeah, and it bounced back.
The email you sent to the missing, presumed dead person didn't even send.
Not sure why you're harping on that. My wife is dead, so...
So?
So cut me some slack. So cut me some slack, man. I've had a hard year.
God, haven't we all? 2020, am I right? Just keeps try, but so do we.
It's 2021. Are you okay?
Listen, I know this reporter. He's with Art Living for the Lonely Soul Biannual, and he has a far more natural accent.
No way, really? That's a huge publication.
Yeah, ever since Barry Faber/Faber came along.
From episode 4?
He writes about shit like this all the time, man. You want a Pulitzer for it. People would listen.
I don't know. Most people don't even know that Santa Claus is real. Would they really believe an evil corporation is experimenting on elves in the North Pole to use their magic in nefarious ways?
He's written about some wacky shit, man. I mean it. The story he won the Pulitzer for? It was about this guy who was called Young Leonard.
No fucking way. Are you serious? His name was Young Leonard? My God. Well, if the American people believed that story, then maybe they might just believe this one.
It's worth a shot, right?
I guess.
You don't sound very enthused.
I don't know. I get the feeling we're gonna have to wait a week before anything else happens with this.
A whole week? Why would we have to wait a whole week? This is our lives. As soon as we get out of here and find Barry Faber/Faber, we'll be well on our way to...
Nope, they're playing us out. End of part one.
What the fuck are you...
It's gonna be, like, really hard to find the second part of that book.
Second part? You're looking for the second... I felt like it was fairly conclusive.
They literally got cut off at the end.
Oh, man.
What? Were you praying?
Much like that time years and years ago when I just so happened to be sleep-talking the exact words required to read along with you in the book, I think that just happened with this prayer. So,
well, that's way too strong of a coincidence, but I feel like you're starting to have more self-awareness, which is good.
It's interesting you note coincidence and the concept of coincidence, because Lamb God actually, and I think he was the first, very first God to say such, coincidences, there's no such thing.
What? Lamb God said that?
Oh yeah, in one of my many dreams.
In your, oh my God. Listen, if you're going to keep bringing it up, I might as well read it, right?
Yeah. Well, I can see you're curious because it's clearly unhinged, right? There's nothing good in there. There's nothing good in there for you, and you want a peek.
Yeah, I know there's nothing good in it for me. I know that. You don't need to point that out.
All right. So I you're actually gonna read through it. Okay. Yeah. So it's pretty final. So I won't have any. You know, obviously, you know, you wouldn't expect that anyway, but I won't, I don't think I'll be interrupting you. I think it's fairly, you know, a lot of the time when someone reads something someone else has, you know, written, that they'll be like, when Lamb God wrote that through me, he meant something else, you know, that you need context, but there won't be any notes, just in case you're expecting that. So when you go, go ahead.
The mighty trumpets.
Sorry, addendum. Really? Addendum. 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 Addendum 1.1. That part just kind of has to be read in a broad, broad southern accent. Otherwise, the point just really isn't getting across.
Fine. The mighty trumpet's wondrous tone shall rend each tomb's sepulchral stone and summon all before the throne.
I would not say that was a southern accent, buddy.
No. That was close to southern.
I guess close if you're like looking at a globe, and you point at one part of the globe and then point at Southern America, your fingers aren't that far away. So I guess close in that sense.
Now death and nature with surprise.
Sorry. I had to do this after the first addendum, but addendum. That's the next part. Yeah, you kind of have to say it internally.
Internally?
Yeah, you say it internally.
Like I don't say it?
You say it internally. You didn't say it internally, man.
How would you know?
You underestimate the power of the Lamb God. Continue, please. Stop wasting my time.
I'm just letting you read it, man. Now death and nature with surprise behold the trembling sinner rise to meet the Lamb's searching eyes. Then
addendum
shall... Are you kidding me?
No, there's actually not an addendum. I just like saying that word. Addendum. Addendum.
Addendum. I hate you so much.
You came out, you look pissed as hell.
I obviously, yeah. Obviously, yeah, right? Can you let me read it? Can
you what is it about the word addendum that you just loathe so much?
It's you. You know it's you. Then shall with universal dread the book of consciousness be read to judge the lives of all the dead. For now before the Lamb severe...
Butchering this.
For now before the Lamb severe, all hidden things must plain appear. No crime can pass unpunished here. Oh, what shall I so guilt plead? And who for me will intercede? When even saints shall comfort me.
Longer than I remember.
O King of dreadful majesty, grace and mercy you grant free.
Addendum,
fount
start.
Of kindness.
Addendum, start
oh
again.
My God. Come on.
Addendum, start again. Start from the start.
From the start? I'm not going to start from the start.
Of course. Of course. I'm
going
to
read
on. Worth a shot, right? Yeah, read on.
I'm going to read on, yeah. Jesus Christ. As fount of kindness, save me.
Addendum. Addendum.
That's the part I just read.
What are you up to tonight, man?
Recall, dear Lamb, for my sake, you did our suffering nature take.
Probably gonna.
Then do not.
Probably gonna get some beers, watch the game.
Recall, dear Lamb, for my sake, you did our suffering nature take. Then do not now my soul forsake. In weariness you sought for me, and suffering upon the tree. Let not in vain such labor be.
Addendum. Been thinking of converting to Buddhism recently.
Fine. That's fine.
Really? Because I will drop this land god stuff literally immediately if you think that Buddhism is the right choice for me.
I don't think anything's the right choice for you. I think you shouldn't be. O Lamb of Justice, hear, I pray, for pity take my sins away before the dreadful reckoning day. Your gracious face, O Lamb, I seek. Deep shame and grief are on my cheek. In sighs and tears my sorrows speak. You who did salve's guilt unbind and mercy for the robber find.
What was that?
Have...
I know.
What?
I know I sort of wrote this through the Lamb God, but what, did you? Was there a name drop of someone in there?
Yeah, it said salve.
Salve? And that's...
Salve, yeah.
All right, yeah, I know all about that because I wrote this and I am a follower.
Right.
I guess
do you want me to read
continue.
That part again for you?
No, it's okay. No. It all makes sense and it's all good. It's all good to hear.
Yeah, I'm gonna reread it because I feel like you're still confused.
All right, on you go.
You who did salve's guilt unbind and mercy for the robber find have filled with hope my anxious mind. How worthless are my prayers, I know. Yet Lamb forbid that I should go into the fires of endless woe. Divorced from the accursed band, oh, make me with your sheep to stand as child of grace at your right hand, when the doomed can no more flee from fires of misery with the chosen call me. Before you humbled Lamb, I
Addendum.
Lie. For what?
I'm just worried that you're not, and I really hate to say this, but I just worry that you're not right for the part.
This isn't for... I'm not, like, doing a script read.
Yeah. If we could get Sava in here, whoever the fuck that is, I think they would do a fine job.
I hate you so much.
Do you know if Clark Gable is still doing the rounds? Is still,
Clark
still working?
Don't fucking bring up Clark Gable around me ever again.
Oh, yeah.
Before you humbled Lamb, I lie. My heart's like ashes, crushed and dry. Assist me when I die.
Die.
What? Like, what?
No, keep going. I'm just muttering along. Keep going. Please keep going.
Jesus. Full of tears and full of dread is that day that wakes the dead, calling all with solemn blast to be judged for all their past. Lamb, have mercy. Lamb, blessed. Grant them all your light and rest. As above, so below. Amen. So, here's my thing, right?
Yeah.
It's not so much a Bible as it is like a poem. And I feel like you just thought that rhyming... I feel like you thought that rhyming words, like, made a Bible.
I feel like the only thing that would make the OG God Bible better is if it was all rhyming.
How would that make it...
Even better.
No, hold on. I don't want to get into this with you. I just want you to stop trying to have a religion because you're not You shouldn't. You just shouldn't.
Done.
What?
Yeah, there's books about all sorts of religions in here. I could hop between them.
You're so flippant. Like, this is why you shouldn't have one.
What is faith if not flippancy?
No. I don't.
Spitting Stop. Facts.
Oh, God.
That's what the libs say. That's what the libs say. They say, no. Rebut me, you know?
Don't look at me with such a smug little face, you piece of shit. I'm done talking to you for the day.
Okay. Well, that's how every our interactions end every day. After like an hour of talking, you say you're done for the day, and it's like 9 a.m., so we just sit in silence for the rest of the fucking day. It's pretty bleak, and we could play some board games at the very least. Don't have to talk playing board games, but if you just want to sit here and fucking stew in your own good fortune, then I guess that's fine for me.
So where are we at?
This has been Lost in Narration. Tune in next week to find out what the boys get into next. Though it's probably more books because of the library thing. Yeah.